864-442-6054 today.
Get ready for a night of soul-stirring bluegrass. Balsam Range. American Acoustic Bluegrass is coming to the Wahala Performing Arts Center on October 24th. This award-winning band blends Appalachian tradition with modern energy, delivering tight harmonies, masterful musicianship, and unforgettable storytelling. Don't miss your chance to see one of the most celebrated acts in bluegrass live on stage. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Tickets available now at WahalaPAC.com. That's WahalaPAC.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill, in every note of Tiger Rag, on Solid Orange Fridays, and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome you back in, everybody. It's the final hour of the program here with Fax and Childress and John Haidt. You're listening to Fax on Sports on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. We are live from the Whataburger in Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway. A bunch of people have come out and supported the cause today with Dabo's All In Team Foundation, raising money for breast cancer research in the upstate. Ton of t-shirts that have been purchased. I saw somebody even got in on that methodical coffee action. We've got hats, we've got wristbands, and more. Get out here to Calhoun Memorial Highway. Get out here to the Whataburger and Easley, and keep giving on our text to donate as well, John. T4T to 53555. We have raised over $10,000 this morning alone here on The Roar for breast cancer research in just 5 hours, which is unbelievable. You guys have been phenomenal throughout the course of today, so keep getting in on our text to donate at T4T to 53555.
And again, shout out to Walt Deptula for one, getting up and getting here this morning. Good on Walt for coming in on probably what I assume has to be little to no sleep, but thankful to Walt for you know, moving things around today, but also for being able to raise over $7,000 this morning. It's just absolutely incredible.
For sure. All right, we're going to our guest lines. Very special guest here on the program today, Clemson men's basketball forward, RJ Godfrey. RJ, welcome into the show, man. Glad to have you back in Tigertown and glad to have you on the airwaves, brother. It's a pleasure.
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you guys for having me.
Yeah, of course. Looking forward to it, RJ. And we'll just rip the Band-Aid off and get right into it. We're two days away, from the first exhibition inside a Little John Coliseum. Friday, October 17th at 6 p.m. versus PC. Has it hit you yet, RJ, that you're going to be back in Little John Coliseum in just one day of time now?
Yeah, it actually hit me last night. I was going to bed. I'm like, man, we really have a game on Friday, and I'm really back in there. I'm back in the orange and purple, so I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed to be back, and I'm excited to put on for Tigertown once again.
Well, RJ, I just want to say that as someone who is a Clemson grad and a noted not lover of the University of Georgia, I want to thank you for climbing up the power rankings of favorite Clemson athletes ever, for spending a cup of coffee in Athens and coming back home. So we're glad to have you back this morning, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much.
RJ, let's hop into some talk about the offseason and about this team. Obviously, coming back has to be a great and a special moment for you, reuniting with Coach, reuniting with all the staff members that were here during that Elite Eight run back in 2023, but also one of your good friends and former roommates in Dylan Hunter. He's one of the only ones kind of left over from that previous regime, with a ton of players graduating and using up their eligibility. What's it been like to be back in Clemson, reconnecting with the staff and Dylan, and kind of just continuing those relationships you cultivated here originally?
Oh, man, it's been awesome being back. I think just coming in to it, I thought it would be hard, but I just think just who I am, some people consider me a social butterfly, so just getting to know the new guys, and, you know, me and Dylan never stopped talking, even though I was at Georgia last year. So it was pretty easy gelling and getting back into the Clemson feel. But I think just the guys here that we bought in, they've made it so much easier on us. We have a bunch of unselfish, a bunch of caring and loving guys who really care about each other and the team. So I think it's also just a testament to the coaching staff. I think Coach Barnell and the other guys, they bring in, you know, guys who are like-minded, and having a like mind allows us just to gel a little bit easier. But we've been improving. We've been getting better week by week.
RJ, what has it been like working with all the new bigs here that Coach Brownell has brought in? It's going to be a very different look for the fans. I'm glad that we have a familiar face back there, you know, down low in the paint. But you know, how has it been working with some of these new guys in the transfers and gelling with, you know, like Faxon had mentioned, a much different locker room than the last time you were here in Tigertown?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really competitive also. I think just guarding Nick Davidson all summer was a challenge for me. You know, he's got a lot of good moves, but also it's been really fun playing with him. I think his vision is really nice, and I think when me and him are on the court together, also with Carter Welling, we really are able to find each other. But Carter Welling's been really, really fun to play with too. He jumps out the gym, super relaxed and easygoing dude. Obviously, it's easy playing with him too, because, you know, he might clean up some more rebounds you might not get, and, you know, you can throw it up top to him with, on alley-oops. But I mean, it's been really, really, really fun playing with these two guys. Also, there's the young guys, Chase. He is probably one of the most skilled freshmen to come by here in a long time. You know, he can shoot it, drive it. He just has awesome feel and touch for a young guy. It's been real fun to play with him. And also Trent Steinhauer, who plays really hard. You know, he's real big. He's probably our tallest player on the team, but he plays hard. He plays physical, and it's been a very competitive last 9-10 months for us.
RJ, you mentioned the coaching staff and the testament to the coaching staff about the culture, but you're in a little bit different of a position here in 2025 than you were in 2023. In 2023, albeit still a social butterfly, you're an underclassman. You got a couple guys, a couple classes ahead of you, such as PJ Hall, that were kind of paving the way as the leaders of that group. Now that you're back in Tigertown, you're a senior. You're that upperclassman with a pretty young nucleus of players around you in that locker room. How have you taken on additional leadership responsibilities in your return to Clemson?
I've just been trying to incorporate what I was taught when I was a freshman by guys like Hunter Tyson, PJ Hall, Chase Hunter, and kind of rub it off on these guys. I think the experience that I had just the last 2 years will kind of help young players work out. But also, it's been different because we only have returning me and Dylan, and trying to abstain to keep that culture here has been a little bit of a challenge, but I think we've done a good job of instilling that, the Clemson grit culture to our new guys. But I never back down from a challenge. So I've been trying to challenge myself just to be a vocal and physical leader every single day I walk in here. Just energy in every single lift, every single film session, and every single practice is something that we need to really embody, because it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a fun season, but a long season, and we have to approach every day, every game, every practice the same. And that's going to allow us just to put us over the top and be a really good team this year.
And RJ, you mentioned the work that you and others have put in throughout the course of this offseason. How much growth do you think this group has made as far as connectivity goes over the last couple months? Because I've had the pleasure of watching a couple practices, including yesterday, and it feels like this group is really starting to gel together very nicely for Coach Brownell and staff.
Yeah, I kind of said this last week at ACC tip-off. I think these last two or three weeks we really gelled, especially on the offensive end. We've kind of found our strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, we're gonna gel even more when we start playing other competition. But I think these last 2 weeks we've been really good on offense, and I don't know really what that one thing that clicked, but I just think we started to really share the ball more, turn the ball over a little bit less, but. We've gotten better off on the offensive end, with our connectivity the last 2 or 3 weeks, and also Coach Brownell, he's been on us about our defensive awareness, our defensive principles, and just flying around. So that's one thing that's high on our list right now, and I think when we connect on defense, we're going to be really good.
RJ, curious. I've wanted to ask this question to a student athlete who has been somewhere, left, and then come back. And since in the time that you were gone and came back, were there any schematic changes that Brad Brownell has implored to this Clemson basketball team? Has there been any sort of like a schematic learning curve getting back in, or has it been pretty seamless in terms of picking back up both the offense and defense?
It's been pretty easy picking it back up. I think just what I went through the last 2 years has been engraved in my basketball mind. So even the first day I came back, I was like, man, feels good to be running the same offense and having the same defensive principles. So I wouldn't say he really changed anything schematically in the year or so, but I think just the details and the discipline that I had to re-inhabit was probably the hardest part, just from leaving and coming back. But it's been really, really good for me, and I've already got much better from where I was in May.
Couple more questions for RJ Godfrey before we let him get back to it. RJ, I want to ask you about a quote from your teammate and Dylan Hunter up at ACC tip-off in Charlotte, talking about national championships and saying that the goal for this group is to be a championship caliber team. Is that something that you guys take pride in the locker room? Because it feels like during your tenure as a Tiger and with everything that's been accomplished in the last 5 years alone, Brad Brownell has really ascended this program into the national spotlight as a premier player within the ACC. Do you guys take pride in that in the locker room and just kind of living that out on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, 1,000%. I think just from the summer when me and Dylan were talking, we've both been to the tournament twice, and we know what it feels like to have a deep tournament run, and we both know what it's like losing the first round. And I think just the feeling after losing those two games has really kind of driven us to take that next step of winning the whole thing. Even an ACC championship, a regular season, or a tournament championship, we want to feel satisfaction of our labor, and we really want to bring home a trophy for Tiger Town, and that's something that me and Dylan embodied. And I remember one day, I think it was right when we got back from school, I wrote down national championship on the whiteboard. It was up for about 3 to 4 weeks, and I just made sure I before every lift and before every practice, I looked at it, and I think that just being on the whiteboard allowed me just to attack practices with a more aggressive mentality. But I'm definitely really hungry this year to win big.
RJ, a final question before we let you get running. Talk about tomorrow's exhibition inside of Little John Coliseum against Presbyterian. Number one, how excited are you to be back in Little John Coliseum? Hear your name over the PA voice, because I'm sure that's going to be just an absolutely unreal opportunity. And then number two, talk a little bit about how the Little John crowd can make an impact and why people should come out and support men's basketball this season.
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. It took me actually, the excitement took an extra couple of minutes off my sleep last night because I was up last night thinking about it. But I'm super excited to be back in Little John. I think everyone should come out, support. It's going to be, really fun game. I think it's important because we have a whole new team. I think this game is going to allow us just to be familiar with our new team, and you come out and see just the way we play and our identity. So Little John has just done a good job this last 4 or 5 years of making, a very hostile environment for our opponents. And so I really hope tomorrow's that same way. And I can't wait to be back out there and hear my name over the broadcast.
Man, it's going to be awesome. RJ, I'm going to ask you a very unserious question on your way out the door. You had purple keys in Little John Coliseum the last time you played, and since you left, they have been changed to orange. What are your thoughts on this? Are you team purple?
Are you trying to get him in trouble here?
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I'm stating the undeniable facts. Would you say that you're team purple or team orange for the keys in Little John Coliseum?
That's a hard question. I'm going to go – I'm gonna go orange. I think okay. the orange is it goes with everything. So I'm gonna just go orange, man. That's a tricky question.
It is a tricky question, and you still get that purple keys and Swan Pavilion as well during practice sometimes. So yeah, you get the best of both worlds, if you will. RJ Godfrey, forward for Clemson men's basketball. RJ, brother, obviously it's so great to have you back in Tiger Town.
Yes,
excited that we made this happen this off season, and excited to see you back in action tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys for having me on. Very blessed with this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, RJ. Appreciate him as always. Hoping we can get RJ as a pretty frequent guest throughout the course of this season. Obviously, pretty good friend of mine going way back. And hearing that Swanee, Georgia over the PA tomorrow is going to hit different for RJ Godfrey back in Little John Coliseum. So very excited for him. All right. Quick break here on the program. We remind you, we are raising money today on our Day of Giving for Tigers for Tatas. We've got Grayson Mannin here ready to go TigerNet Thursday in person. But T4T to 53555 is how you can get in and donate, supporting the cause. 100% of proceeds going to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. That is T4T to 53555. About 40 minutes left in the program here on a Thursday. Facts and Childress, John Haidt continuing with Facts on Sports right after this.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all. With live music, karaoke, and more, Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite continues right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. We are live from the Whataburger in Easley, and we're going to bring on Lauren now from Whataburger. And Lauren, feels like we've done this before, if I'm not mistaken. We have out in Anderson. But in all seriousness, super excited to have you on the show today. And tell us a little bit about the new things you guys are introducing at Whataburger. That app, you can get some big-time deals, is my understanding, on the app.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some really cool deals right now where you buy a medium fry, medium drink, get one of our three-piece tenders for free. Mm. We also have wonderful deals for families. We're always looking out for our families in the community. So Monday through Thursday, you come in and order a meal, you get a free kids meal.
Wow. How about that? Get yourself a free kids meal. Get yourself those chicken strips as well with the fry and the drink. Love that. Absolutely. And so, Lauren, you do a lot in the area here in the upstate with Whataburger, obviously out with the Anderson branch. Now you're here in Easley. Talk a little bit about the community feel, because that's something you feel when you walk in the door here at Whataburger, whether it was at your Anderson location, whether it's here in Easley. It feels like a very tight-knit bunch here at Whataburger.
Absolutely. We sure are. You know, we're always looking out for our community and just – oh, you know, one of the things that we're doing is just trying to make 24/7 goodness. How can we make everybody's day a little bit better, you know, one customer at a time? Whether that's, you know, sampling our awesome Blackberry Dr. Pepper shake or, you know, showing them our honey butter chicken biscuit deal. You know, the 2 for $4 right now is great.
Oh, the 2 for $4 on the hunt. Okay, I'm going to be tapping into that. I don't live too far from the Easley location, so I'll probably be here too much, in all honesty. but definitely excited to help out with some of those deals, because those are great value for sure. And you talk about that community. Obviously, we're just so grateful, Lauren, for the opportunity to come out here to multiple different locations with Whataburger to do this, to raise money for breast cancer. It's very special to us. I know it's very special to you and the folks at Whataburger as well. And just wanted to give you that on air, that we appreciate y'all so much and everything you do.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing, and like I said, you know, we're, as somebody who has family with breast cancer, we appreciate what you do, and thank you.
Of course. So tell everybody at home what locations they need to get out to and check out here with Whataburger, and what some of the signature menu items are if people aren't familiar with the product.
Yes, absolutely. So right now we have the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, so if you're looking for something a little bit spicy today,
yes,
you know, that's the way to go. But you know, honestly, our best one right now is our Dr. Pepper Blackberry Shake. We're really excited about our new lemonade. Comes out November 4th, so come check it out. It's going to be very tasty.
Okay, so new lemonade. We got the Dr. Pepper Blackberry Shake. I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to try that before we get out of here. So what's the process with some of these milkshakes? How do y'all even make that possible? How can we get that combination of flavors for everybody?
We have such a wonderful chef that we got to meet actually out here at our WBX. It's a, you know, our own chef for Whataburger, and he creates these masterpieces for us.
Man.
And we get the opportunity to go out and show you guys. So
we got a master chef that's cooking up some crazy good recipes is what I'm hearing.
We do. He's very good at
all right,
he
so he deserves the credit.
Absolutely.
All right, so shout out to the master chef here with Whataburger. And Lauren, before we let you get running, obviously doing a great job with all the work you do as an operating partner, how can people check out Whataburger, whether it be on social media, whether it be coming out in person? How can people get more involved in the community, like you guys are getting involved in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of different things that we're doing. We're going to see us at a lot of trunk or treats out at the Anderson Mall if you want to come out there, or even the football games. You'll see us there a lot more. Football's important to us. You know, we're from Texas.
Yeah, of course.
So football's a big thing for us. So come by and see us afterwards and, you know, help us create that hometown Whataburger.
That is Lauren from Whataburger, operating partner. She's 2 for 2 on the mic, John. She's an absolute natural, so we got to give Lauren an immense amount of credit. Lauren, thank you so much for everything that y'all are doing here with Whataburger. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the opportunity and the great food and beverage that you guys have supplied us with. That's just the cherry on top
here. Of course. Thank you for your visit. We love having you guys here with us.
Of course. That is Lauren from Whataburger. Man, they're doing so many great things here in the community, the folks at Whataburger, and she's doing a great job on the airwaves as well, promoting the products. I'm going to have to get that Blackberry Dr. Pepper shake before we get out of here. That sounds absolutely divine. Master Chef's been cooking up some new recipes. You guys need to get out to all the Whataburger locations here in the upstate, whether it be Easley, Anderson, etc., and check out all of their extraordinary products. That is Whataburger here in Easley. And again, it's dangerously close to my apartment is how we would describe that. So I'm probably going to be wearing out those deals on the app. If those prices that I just heard from Lauren, if you got half a clue, man, get yourself on that app and get yourself some discounts on some of this great food out here at Whataburger.
You know, I really like the partnership we have with Whataburger, because you're talking about this is a stone's throw from your apartment. Well, the one that we broadcasted from in Anderson is also about a stone's throw from my house as well. So great to be partnered here with our friends at Whataburger.
Friend of the show, Whataburger.
Absolutely.
From a location perspective as well. Let's get Grayson Mann in here for the last 30 minutes of the program from TigerNet with TigerNet Thursdays. Grayson, thanks for making the drive out, man. Appreciate you.
Same drive, always really coming in from Easley to get to the studio. So you offered it up, and can't miss this opportunity.
Yeah, definitely can't miss this opportunity. Well, Grayson, we'll start out our segment how we usually do. How was the trip up to Chestnut Hill? I know that place in state holds a very special place in your heart, so I imagine you had an absolute blast up in Boston.
Oh, absolutely. We had a chance to actually go out to the, I think Sweeney had kind of talked about, the Hannafin's tailgate that they did in Boston.
Yeah.
we got the invite from Dan and went out, and there was about 100-something people wearing the same shirts. The hats were insane. And you just got to sit around and kind of share in this group that's so excited for him coming up. And then you get to kind of see them in the stadium. We got to walk around pregame. It was a great trip, and Clemson's 2-0 on the road in October, and they're looking to continue that momentum.
Yeah, and back-to-back wins on the road, kind of conquering the hills, if you will, of Chapel Hill and Chestnut Hill. Shout-out to the Hannafins, man. My understanding, obviously, with you and your mom getting close with that family is that they're a great family and a very tight-knit group up there. Ronan's a freaking stud, man. I love watching that kid play. He wants to take your head off the minute you come over the middle, and that's the exact type of mentality you need. You need that gangster mentality at safety. So really proud of the development Ronan's made. Really glad you've been able to cultivate that relationship with the Hannafins. And let's shift gears to preview mode this upcoming week against SMU. This is a good ball club coming to town to Death Valley. Clemson a 9.5-point favorite as things currently stand. Cade Klubnik's status, I guess, is where we're going to start things out. Are you hearing anything in your world that's providing confidence that number two is going to give it a go this upcoming Saturday? I know Sweeney's kind of making some jokes on his own mannerism, saying he's, what was it, hour to hour instead
hour to hour.
Of day to day.
Upgrading.
Yeah,
he's
upgrading.
A good job.
What's the latest on QB1? Because I think all Clemson fans would agree we need him based on what we've seen from Christopher Vezina.
Yeah, absolutely do. And I think the trend that keeps coming back is that it's going to be a positive. Updates from Sweeney at Sunday. He said they're going to limit him in practice. Obviously, your senior quarterback probably isn't priority number one when it comes to getting out there for an intense practice. And Sweeney said he did practice today and yesterday, ramping up that limitation. He's going to be sore. The thing for me, Faxon, when I look at this game, is this Clemson offense has begun to improve because Klubnik's utilized his legs and scrambling in that playmaking aspect.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be there on Saturday, so it's going to be a lot from the pocket. They really have to put that ankle on ice, so it looks like he's going to be good to go, but obviously, how much is he going to be able to give on Saturday?
Yeah, and that's kind of the big question. On paper, it would look like SMU was a pretty vulnerable defense, especially in the secondary, outside the top 130 teams in the country in pass defense, dead last in the ACC in pass defense, giving up almost 315 yards per game through the air right now, or the Mustangs. Will Clemson be able to cash in on that to the maximum of their ability with QB1 status in jeopardy? What are you anticipating the game plan to be geared towards this upcoming Saturday, taking Cade Klubnik's injury status into account?
I would expect a lot more on the ground with some like Adam Randall, and you're going to see a lot of, I think, stiffness in the pocket. That we've seen Klubnik kind of getting rolled out, trying to get some quick, easy throws. How much are they going to be able to do that? Do they test the ankle early and see how much they can truly push it? Klubnik's a tough kid.
Yeah.
We know that, but at the same time, those ankle sprains are really tough because those don't just go away. It's something that's going to be managed week to week to week. So I would imagine a lot of Adam Randall early, trying to set up that balance. And SMU, a defense that's susceptible to big chunk plays, it's going to be a lot of Wesco Williams on the boundary, I think. You got to trust those receivers to make plays.
It's crazy to think that Cade Klubnik has started 34 consecutive games at Clemson.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think. Do you have confidence in those guys behind him with some of the other pieces? Because I am not in love with the play that we have seen out of Christopher Vezina in the spot duty in the last two games, but also I would willing to give him not like the full benefit of the doubt, if you will, but an opportunity to start a game and see what that looks like when you were taking the scripted drive that Garrett Riley would have created for you if he's end up the one to get the start. But I do think that you're going to try to do everything you can to get Cade Klubnik out there under center, because I do feel like that's your best chance to win. Do you think that if – what do you think the differences would be in what Garrett Riley would try to call if – Cade can't go in pregame, or if you realize during the game that he just can't perform to the level of what you need? What do you think will be one of like the big keys for Garrett Riley to tweak to make this offense work?
The one trend that we've seen with Vezina, and even in a watered-down offense against North Carolina and Boston College, it's been the utilization of Vezina's legs and at that size, trying to get him out in space and see if he can run a guy over and make somebody miss. And so I'd expect that to kind of be the central point. And obviously, again, you're going to be with that running back room and saying our quarterback, whoever's really going out there, it's kind of a mixed bag on Saturday. So they need that group to step up and be the focal point of the attack on Saturday. I do think Klubnik, though, at 70%, 75% might be a better option than an experienced Vezina, a Trent Pierman, where he's obviously had the spring game hero, but we don't really know what it looks like beyond that. So I do think that if you're a Clemson fan, and Klubnik may be a little gimpy, maybe a little impy, but might need to have him out there a little bit more than maybe a Vezina that's an experience.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I want to ask you about. Obviously, like, my opinion is my opinion, and I'm not seeing these guys every day during practice, but I put out a tweet during last week's game that I think there should be a little bit more conversation as to who QB2 on the depth chart should be. And I did find it interesting to see Coach Sweeney's commentary saying that both Christopher Vezina and Trent Pierman have been getting more reps as a byproduct of Cade Klubnik dealing with an ankle injury. Give me a realistic ballpark chance that we see Trent Pierman in this football game if Cade Klubnik does have to depart due to injury or can't go due to injury, because I'm not so sure he's not the best option for this football team right now if two's out of the fray.
Yeah, I put it at pretty low. I think that obviously when someone like Klubnik, he goes out, you sort of, everyone gets bumped up a spot, and Pierman essentially becomes your emergency quarterback. So you have to have him ready more than what you did in prior weeks, where if Klubnik goes down, well, you got Vezina coming in that third quarter. So it's going to be one of those situations there. So obviously Pierman becomes a little bit more essential to this offensive game plan. So I would put it at pretty low unless Vezina were to get hurt as well or it gets really bad in terms of performance. But that does tell you that they're getting him ready in case something like that happens where they don't really love what Vezina's giving and they got to throw 14 out there to get things going.
And then just asking you another question about the quarterback room, because we get a billion questions about this, and I like to have somebody from the beat on to just kind of clear the air on a lot of this. Chris Denson's name's going to be brought up 15 billion times between now and Saturday, especially if Cade Klubnik can't go. That's not a realistic avenue for this football team at this point, correct?
No, not right now.
Yes, okay. I've been telling everybody that I think the first you're going to see a Chris Denson in an official game is the second half against Furman. Yeah. That's when you're going to see him, and maybe even not then.
Yeah, I think if you do see him there, that's after you would have had Cade Klubnik take his, you know, final snaps in Death Valley. That's after Christopher Vezina gets a couple series. That's after Trent Pierman gets to play his last series or two in Death Valley.
Like 2 minutes if
time
and 4.
And if time is still on the clock, then maybe he'll get to come out here and hand the ball off a little bit. Like, I don't think that he's going to have the opportunities in which maybe some of the fans would want for him to have. I just think, he was a late mid 3-star flip from Coastal Carolina. It's not a knock on the young man, but it's going to take him some time to get to be able to play at the level at which Clemson wants its quarterbacks to play.
I also do think there's something to be said. You know, I always think back to the Kirby Smart quote about people are scouting my backups. If you feel like you've got a guy that's going to be a weapon in the future at the quarterback position and he's showing you good things during practice, you don't want the country to see that with the NIL world we live in.
If he's okay with it.
If he's bought
into that process.
Yes.
Yes. There's no reason to say that he's not. I want to make that emphatically clear. There's been nothing given that he's not okay with the plan in place, but
right, like he's not on the travel roster.
Well, he's on the travel roster, and it's a different sport, different player, and everything. But I can't help always think about a couple years ago. You'll have to refresh me on the name of the young man, but he was taking a red shirt with Clemson basketball, and he's now on his like fifth school.
Chauncey Gibson.
Yes, the plan was so publicly laid out that he was all on board and all in on it, and the second the portal opened, he was out of town.
Yeah,
so that. As long as the player is supportive of this type of a role and everything, then I think it's a great thing to still have in college football, to be able to just put somebody on the shelf, to use the crockpot term, to really just let them grow and develop and master the offense. But it is a risky endeavor in this day and age.
I've got the Gibson Chronicles memorized, by the way. It's Clemson to Tulsa to UT Arlington to Prairie View A&M to Chicago State, and he's now on year 5, school 5.
Wow. I mean this in the most respectful way possible. Find a hobby.
That's impressive. I can't even. That's impressive.
Man, that's straight off the – there's no research. My computer died. John can vouch that is authentic knowledge.
I am the one operating all the technology here this morning. I'm having to man it all.
I'll be second witness. There's no computer here. There's just an iPhone.
So iPhone, I've got the text line up.
That's off the dome.
That's off the dome right there. Clemson to Tulsa to UT Arlington to Prairie View A&M, and he'll be playing this year.
And nobody texted that in. I can guarantee you that nobody gave
there's
you the
– There's no conspiracy here. That's just pure ball knowledge.
I talked to Chauncey like 2 weeks ago. I was checking in with him because our women's basketball team plays up at Chicago State this year, and I'm hoping to be on that road trip. So interesting times, interesting program for certain. Grayson, let's put a pause on this. Let's call timeout, or am I clapping? Am I clapping or am I calling timeout, John? Am I clapping? Am I calling timeout? Silent count. A little Kirby Smart action there. Let's take a quick break here on the program. In all seriousness, though, T4T to 53555 on our day of giving. You guys have done such a great job all day showing up and showing out for Tigers for Tatas. You guys have been unbelievable. We have a ton of people that have come out to the Whataburger here in Easley, purchased merchandise in person. Can't thank our listeners enough, John. And do we have a couple more donations that have come through?
We have not, but I do want to, when we come back from this final break of our program, and a reminder, actually, Mark just got in on the campaign. Mark, thank you very much for getting in and making your donation this morning. It means a ton to us. Out of bounds, Nick Lavery in Clemson, noon to 3. Mickey Plyler is going to be out at Turner's Jewelers today from 3 to 7. When we come back from this break, Facts, I want to have one last meeting of the minds here, and I want to issue one more challenge before we get out of here at the top of the hour.
Perfect. Let's do it. A challenge coming up on our text to give on the other side. Grayson Mann continuing with TigerNet Thursdays. Stick with us here on The Roar.
The Tigers return home to face the SMU Mustangs, and we've got you covered with all the action starting 6 hours before kick at 9:30 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery. The Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 12:30. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson athletics, where every day is game day.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Fans, you know this. Football season is in full swing. And I got to tell you, the best place to get in on all the action is Underdog. I've been enjoying Underdog for over a year now. I've gone all through every sports season, and I got to tell you, a football weekend is just not complete without just a little taste of Underdog. This week, I'll be playing college and pro, and it's the easiest thing in the world. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like passing yards, rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and so much more. And if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just bonkers. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the Upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
At ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. ATV Outfitters, located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Ready to bring the golf course to your backyard party or business event? Roland Birdie's Mobile Golf Simulator delivers all the excitement of golf with professional-grade simulators that make every swing feel real. It's perfect for parties, team building, fundraisers, or just a night of fun with friends. rain or shine, Roland Birdies rolls up and sets you up for a great time. Book your event today at RolandBirdiesGolf.com. That's RolandBirdiesGolf.com, Roland Birdies Mobile Golf Simulator. We bring the golf party to you.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
It's the final segment of the show here on a Thursday, live from the Whataburger in Easley. T4T to 53555 is how you can get in and donate on our text to give today for our Tigers for Tatas campaign. We've raised over $10,000 for breast cancer research already on the programs this morning on the Roar. Take a lot of pride in that, to be completely honest. And that $10,000 plus is being matched by a very generous donor as well. So really 20K here before the afternoon slate has even started for our shows, John, which is unbelievably humbling. Very blessed to have the platform, and then the great listeners for responding again, as always, in the month of October. We got another challenge here for our text to give for the final segment.
Yeah, absolutely. We have about 12 minutes left of the program. I want to get $120 here before the end of the program. I want to thank Grayson. He is starting the challenge here. Grayson has already got on the board here. Depending on how the numbers flow, we'll see if we're going to count that towards it. We're just going to take it as an easy donation. But, I mean, Grayson's already gotten in here. Andrew just got in during the break. So, come on, let's get another $120 right here before the end of the program.
Yeah, another $120 would be huge. T4T to 53555. And then also appreciate everybody that's come out in person to the Whataburger and Easley. Purchase merchandise. Again, 100% of all proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation, raising funds for breast cancer research here in the upstate. So, appreciate everybody that's getting in and giving to a great cause. All right, Grayson, let's hop back in to the show and talk a little bit of Clemson defense. We got a couple texts in for you on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line, including, can you ask Grayson about the defense? Dabo referenced the back seven really helped the D-line with the pressure against Boston College by bumping receivers off the line in their cloud zones. Did Clemson play more zone against Boston College? It's hard to tell just watching the broadcast. And can we expect to see more zone against SMU and their athleticism is what 279 says on the text line. So obviously a lot of details there. Appreciate our texters getting in as always. What did you see from your perch in the press box up in Chestnut Hill? And did you see more zone coverage from Tom Allen's defense?
Felt like more of a mix and an intentional. Sweeney had to issue that challenge a few weeks ago that his corner were playing a soft on the perimeter. And I think they've more or less lived up to that. They've played well. They've played a lot better. Terrell, the secondary, you talk about guys like Ronan Hannafin, who had that Boston homecoming. Ricardo Jones, a little bit more nuance within his tape, got that interception in the red zone. So I do think they're playing a lot better. They're mixing up a little bit more. You got Terrell kind of lining up in different spots, which I think has benefited this defense. You get a little bit more athleticism in different spots. So, yeah, I think you're going to start to continue to see more of a mix. And obviously with Tom Allen on the sideline, there's a little bit of a different air and energy to it. And they're seeing a lot more. The players have responded really well to it. There's just a different juice with this group as of late.
Yeah, it definitely feels like there's a different juice and a different level of energy for this defense conducted by Tom Allen. In the last couple weeks, it's been more of a personnel matching basis. If the opposing team has come out in 12 personnel, Clemson's lining up with a lot of three linebacker looks. If it's anything else, really, you're seeing the 4-2-5, which is kind of the staple of Tom Allen's defense. Are you expecting to see 12 personnel from SMU, who's more of a spread it out type of offense? Are you anticipating them to kind of stick to their P's and Q's and let Kevin Jennings be the baller that he is at QB?
I think they really got to find a way to contain Kevin Jennings, and that's going to come down to a little probably he hasn't run the ball too much this year. I think he's got one rushing touchdown to his name, not as many attempts. They've become much more of a passing-centric offense, so that may negate some of those three linebacker looks that you're going to get. I would expect in short down situations you'd bring a guy like Jeremiah Alexander out, bring a little bit more muscle into that fold, but ultimately I think you're going to see a little bit more nickel. You're going to see a little bit more of a challenge to SMU's receivers.
How do you feel about RJ Maryland for SMU? Do you think Clemson is going to be able to keep him under wraps? And if so, who would you – if you're putting him in man coverage, who are you putting up on him?
Got to put Terrell. I think you got to put best on best at this point. He's a speedster, though. That's going to be a tough assignment.
How do you feel about Chris Johnson coming out of the backfield, the speedster? Ooh. There? He's, you know, a second, maybe a third-teamer, but we saw the big run last week that he had against Syracuse. Or Sanford, I can't remember. One of those S teams from the ACC, I can't remember anymore.
One of them.
Yeah, one of those teams that will, for some reason, give us fits. How do you feel about Chris Johnson's ability to break up in big plays against this defense?
This is one of those big tests where there's a lot more playmakers. We talk Boston College, North Carolina. You don't really have someone where Tom Allen's staying up till 2 a.m. thinking, oh, man, right, how am I going to stop this guy? And you got multiple with the Mustangs, and they've been able to produce at a higher clip. This offense has not been the problem this year. They're going to put up points on the board. It's just a matter of how much this defense can – maybe we've seen a lot of bend, don't break from Tom Allen. If you get to the red zone, it's a lot harder to get creative, get tricky. So I think ultimately you're going to see a lot of yards. You're going to see a lot of points. It's going to come down to that red zone defense, one that Sweeney says has gotten better, needs to continue to do so.
Talk to me a little bit about Clemson offensively now. Let's just play hypothetical game because it's everyone's favorite game to play regardless. Cade Klubnik can't go in this hypothetical, okay? We're going to say that the injury stuff is legitimate. We're going to say that QB1 is ruled out with the game time decision, and Christopher Vezina is taking the reins for his first career start for the Clemson Tigers.
Let me preface, that is not actually, that is not official
that is a
yet.
Hypothetical.
The availability report will be the first availability report will be out tonight at 8 p.m.
Yes. Somebody's going to clip that.
I just want to make sure that we know that this is not a – it's not out there. That is a given, but there is a chance.
Prefacing with hypothetical, this is a hypothetical that
word.
Cade Klubnik can't go.
Carries a lot of weight.
What's Clemson's path to winning this game without QB1 if the injury stuff's legitimate and he can't go? What is Clemson going to have to do offensively to put up points and win?
I think it's like we said earlier in the program, it's got to come through the ground game. I think it can't all be on Adam Randall, though. This is a game where you've probably got to run 25, 30 times, and I don't think you can do that alone on Randall. You got to provide some extra speed. And again, we've seen Davidson and Ezzie Mumay in spurts, but it's going to come down to making that quarterback comfortable. It's his first start in a long time, and it's just going to come down to
Question, and yeah. I know I'm going to wrap back to it, but we've gotten texts about it, and I do think it's legitimate enough to bring up, based on information I'm privy to, based on information a lot of people are privy to, I want to bring up Pierman again, and I want to bring up a game in mind specifically. 2017, on the road, at Syracuse, you're playing up at it was the Carrier Dome at the time. Kelly Bryant gets concussed in the first quarter. Dabo Sweeney, for lack of a better term, just started playing discotheque with the quarterbacks and rotating drive for drive. It felt like Zaire Cooper was getting hooked in the middle of a drive. Screw it, we're going Hunter Johnson, all right? Next drive, we're pulling him back out. We're going Zaire Cooper. Then Hunter Johnson's back in the game. Then Zaire Cooper. Is there any sort of reality in which, if Cade Klubnik can't go, again, hypothetically speaking, that we see a little bit of Vezina, and if it's not working on the ground, then you go to Pierman? I think Pierman's the better option. That's just my opinion, to be candid. But I can't imagine there's a world that if Clemson struggles offensively, Dabo doesn't at least consider making that change.
Yeah, I think the leash isn't as tight as would it be with a Klubnik, where you have that trust in him. And we've seen, you talk about the reps between Pierman and Vezina, they're trying to get them both ready. So I could see a world where Sweeney, this offense, they're talking, and it's like, it's not looking great. With 17 here, we may need to throw some extra juice. The continuity is already going to be messed up with Klubnik out potentially. And again, hypothetically, we're talking in that
hypothetically
situation. Make sure I stress that on my end. But I do see a scenario where maybe we're charting 14-17. It could be that carousel kind of day against SMU.
I just remember that 2017 Syracuse game, John. I can't get it out of my head.
I believe me, we all remember it. But what I think that you could do, especially if they've been taking time this week to get Vezina some reps, we've seen a lot of the tight ends lately. We've seen them incorporate more of the running backs. Man, I think you could incorporate, because the secondary for SMU is poor. I think they're 135th out of 136 teams in terms of like
pass defense. This defense is not good.
Man, I think you could dink and dunk on these guys. Hell, let Antonio Williams throw the football around a little bit. I'm serious. Like, I think this is a game where Garrett Riley just goes very deep into the bag of tricks here, because I don't think a traditional halfback dive is going to get you through this.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to be able to hit some shallow crossing patterns, you know, hit, you know, some screens, some horizontal stuff. You know, I don't think either of these guys come in, you're going to be asking them to be throwing 25-yard developing post patterns down the field. I don't think you're going to be asking them to throw the fade to Bryant Wesco. I just, in my personal opinion, I don't think you do that. But I do think with the talent that you have around the quarterback and the way that Vezina can run, I'm almost doing like a doggone triple out of the gun and then just dink and dunk into the outside and the perimeter and the tight ends on shallow crossers. And I think with the way this SMU defense is, you can move the ball against them.
I think the one thing we saw against Boston College last week, which really impressed me, was Clemson's screen game has gotten a lot better.
The receivers are blocking it.
Yes, and you got guys like Braden Jacobs who are
– Yep.
You're a DB and you see that kind of size coming at you on the boundary.
Even an OPH is coming across. Or,
blocking,
you know, TJ
is much
Moore.
Better.
Absolutely. So I think we talked to former Clemson offensive lineman Landon Walker earlier in the week, and he said that's when the run game really gets going. Is, yeah, the five guys up front do a lot of the work, but if the guys on the outside don't take care of business, it's not all going to develop.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, yes, it may not be the game plan you want to see if Cade is not in there, but I do believe in with actually getting a chance to rep it and not being, hey, it's the third quarter, it's go time, that I think that you could see some creativity with this offense to a secondary and a bad defense for SMU.
Yeah, I think those are some great points. 654 Roar is the number if you want to beat the buzzer. Again, on our day of giving here, about 4 minutes left in the show, and you guys have already been so generous today. T4T to 53555 if you'd like to get in and donate, and we'll catch up on all those donations right now.
Yeah, we got Daniel in Texas just got in and gave a donation. Thank you, Daniel. We look forward to your phone call tomorrow to give us our Cover Our Eyes games of the weekend. I want to thank Andrew for getting in just a little bit ago. We had Grayson get in a little while ago, so thank you, everybody, for getting in towards the end of this program. And remember, text T4T to 53555 all day long to donate. Out of Bounds, Nick Lavery Law Firm in Clemson, noon to 3. Mickey Plyler from 3 to 7 today, Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. Go on by and see both those campaigns. And got to get you your Tata shirts and everything ready for the game this weekend.
For sure. Well, Grayson, we've got about 2 minutes left in the program here today. Give me your just overarching themes and prediction for the Clemson game this upcoming weekend before we let you get out of here.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to the quarterback. And I think if Klubnik isn't able to go on Saturday, I'm going to lean SMU. I was leaning the Mustangs beforehand because I do think this defense has been susceptible to big plays. That's what SMU's been thriving on offensively.
Right.
We haven't really seen the Clemson offense against better competition keep up in this kind of track meet. And with a quarterback that's already limited with an injury, I think SMU's going to take this one on Saturday.
Okay. I mean, I think that's fair considering the context we have right now. And Grayson's also objective, as we all try and be as well. So we appreciate Grayson for that. Grayson, we got like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Plug your stuff and we'll let you get out of here.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at gray_man21. Or more importantly, check out our stuff at tigernet.com. And guys, keep donating.
Yeah. Thank you for your donation. Thank you for coming out in person. Glad we could get you a couple shirts for the road here. Grayson Mann with TigerNet and TigerNet Thursday. Thank you, Grayson.
So we have about a minute left to go. I just want to know your pick for this game. We will break it down tomorrow. We will get into it at Chick-fil-A of Clemson tomorrow morning. What was your spread pick for Clemson SMU?
I picked SMU with the points.
As did I.
In all honesty, if this was a 100% healthy Cade Klubnik game, I would likely be picking Clemson to win, and I would likely be picking Clemson to potentially get to the 40-point range. Without Cade Klubnik, or hypothetically speaking without Cade Klubnik, I think Clemson's in big-time trouble, in all honesty, offensively, just based on what we've seen from Christopher Vezina thus far. Like, we don't have an extended sample size on this young man to fully gauge his ability. Maybe he lights it up and looks like the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think we're all hoping for that, but I'm worried if two can't go. If two goes, give me the Tigers.
I took SMU in the contest as well, but then again, I have taken, since the LSU game, everybody bought Boston College to cover the spread against Clemson, so that's just kind of a principled stance here. I'm not going to take Clemson to cover a lot of spreads this year.
Thank you so much to all the great folks out here at the Whataburger in Easley for giving us the platform to raise money for breast cancer today. T4T to 53555 all day. Thank you so much to everybody that got in and donated. You guys are saving lives, and we're so appreciative to be a part of this. Passing things off to William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with Out of Bounds. See you tomorrow at 9 a.m., and thanks again, everybody.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You've waited all summer for the weather to get a little cooler. Now it's getting a little cooler. Why don't you join about 2,000 of your coolest friends every Thursday night for Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. It's outside dining, great live music, and you. Come on and join the party. Here's just a few sounds.
Bring your chairs just in case, because the tables and chairs go very quickly. And then join us every Thursday night at 5:30 for the Happy Hour Artists. This is a chance for up-and-rising, young, emerging artists.